Welcome back to the Steve Guerra Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Glad to have you here. TikTok has become quite a controversial talking point. Not controversial to me. TikTok is monitored, controlled, and owned by the Chinese Communist Party. You can say it's owned by a private company, but really everything leads back to the CCP. And President Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, he runs that thing. They monitor it. They glean billions of data points from people all over the world every single day, including you if you use TikTok. I don't. So there's a movement afoot to get TikTok to go away. And from the podium, Corrine said, well, we're not trying to get rid of it. We're just trying to divest. We just want to do something different. Well, let's get somebody here that knows what's going on. Paul Teller, Executive Director of Advancing American Freedom. That's the Mike Pence organization launching a seven-figure ad by pushing Chuck Schumer to do something on the TikTok bill. Paul, good to have you here on the program.
Hey, good to be with you, Steve. Appreciate you having me.
Glad you're here. All right, so what's going on here? Advancing American Freedom, Mike Pence, a guy who has had his own political issues and battles over the last few years, as everybody well knows. But taking on Chuck Schumer, not afraid to do so. What do you say about it?
Yeah, well, again, thanks for having me on. What we're looking at is just exactly what you said. This is legislation that should not be controversial, right? If it's linked to the Chinese Communist Party, which we know it is, which they've not denied, then it should not have access to the American user, period. It really should be that simple. But of course, nothing is that simple in Washington. So we realize we've got to put a little bit of pressure on Chuck Schumer from outside the Beltway.
Yeah, clearly, you know, there's going to be a change of leadership in the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell, his expiration date has clearly arrived. And so you'll have new leadership for the Republicans come 2025 January. Does that make a difference in how bills like this get, you know, considered? First of all, Republicans are certainly going to pick up West Virginia. That's a foregone conclusion. And then you've got several other states where they could win a seat. Ohio, Montana, Arizona, Maryland, maybe even Michigan, where I live, could pick up a seat, giving them, you know, control and therefore Republican control, no matter what happens at the presidential level. How critical would that be for TikTok and some of these other big issues on the table?
No question. In fact, TikTok realizes that. That's why they're putting what we understand is at least $2 million into their own marketing campaign in some of those states that you just mentioned. That's why we're directly going head to head with them in those same states so that the constituents of those states are getting our message.
Let me be clear about this, Paul. TikTok, so therefore the Chinese Communist Party, is buying ad time to promote candidates that it wants in the United States Senate.
Yeah, or at least specifically saying, hey, you should only vote for candidates that support your precious TikTok. They're trying to kind of get into the minds of young folks.
I see. So, I mean, that's kind of disturbing to me. It's disturbing to me that the Chinese Communist Party, and I'm sure this has gone on for years, and I'm sure I should have realized it. Common sense would dictate, yes, of course, they're involved, because we know that they're involved on social media, places like Twitter, now X, or Facebook, or Instagram. Pick your poison, right? The Chinese Communist Party has great influence because they spend lots of money with newspapers and radio and television as well, right?
Yeah, no question. We've called it digital fentanyl, and that's really what folks across the spectrum have regarded TikTok as. In fact, Chuck Schumer, we have in our ad, he's admitting that he knows that it's connected to the Chinese Communist Party and that they're using it to infiltrate the minds of Americans.
How
and
yet can they
they're
not
still
care?
Having trouble getting it through the Senate.
How can they not care about that? How can Chuck Schumer and these people, unless the only thing they care about is winning another election cycle and having complete control over you and me and everybody else, if that's all they care about, then this makes sense. But if they cared about America and what's best for this country going forward for the next 50 years, long after they'll be gone, then they would do something different. But clearly, the future of America is not a top priority for them.
Yeah, and we've seen it in the Democratic Party from the top down. They are compromised when it comes to China, right? They have competing interests with America, and it's horrible to say, but time and again we see that's true, and I think that's what we're seeing here with TikTok.
Yeah, so let me get this. I just want to say this. You know, Mike Pence, vilified by many people on the right, not by me. I always thought Mike Pence was a steady hand with Donald Trump during their four years together in Washington, a guy who never said bad things about the president. The only thing he said bad at this point is that he won't endorse him. But when it comes to policies, Mike Pence is still on board. So I give Mike Pence credit for going out, collecting the money, and saying, look, China, we're going to spend money dollar for dollar to stay with you and to put out the truth. I mean, I give Mike Pence and you credit for doing the right thing.
Oh, I really appreciate it. No, and that's how we see it. We want to be about policies, not personalities, and we just want to stand for the U.S. Constitution, frankly. And the Constitution, you know, should unite us all to get this Chinese spyware out of America. It should be pretty easy. Unfortunately, it's proving not to be. So we're diving in, putting money where our mouth is.
You know, it's interesting that I'm going to read the states here to the folks, and it'll be a familiar list to them. Nevada, which, by the way, I just saw an interesting note out of New Mexico that Pete Domenici's daughter raised over $1.5 million. She's running for U.S. Senate in New Mexico, and suddenly the New Mexico Senate race might have a competitive edge to it. But Nevada, Montana, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., $2 million being earmarked by Advancing American Freedom by the vice president's organization. But every one of those states, Nevada, Montana, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, those are all swing states. Ohio, not so much, except for Sherrod Brown. Again, the U.S. Senate seat there up for grabs, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, you nailed it. It's those are critical states. Those are political battlegrounds. It's where TikTok is advertising. And so we want to be there. And of course, inside the Beltway as well, so that legislators and their staffers could also get these messages.
Okay, so what is the time frame of this buy? And what do you hope to accomplish? Can you go dollar for dollar with TikTok? And if they show up with more money, what do you do?
It's a good question. Obviously, we would go back to our allies and say, hey, you know, we can use some additional support to battle the mighty TikTok. But for now, we seem to be going dollar for dollar. And the goal is really to just have Chuck Schumer schedule the bill in the Senate. We know it would pass overwhelmingly the way it passed overwhelmingly bipartisan in the House. And President Biden has already said he would sign it. So let's get this into law. Let's get it done.
Pretty important stuff here. And look, for people that don't get it, TikTok is basically a spy. I don't have TikTok, but if I watch TikTok videos, yes. And every time I do that, they probably collect information on me too, don't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I, you know what? I feel the same way. Sometimes a friend says, you got to see this. You click the link. You don't realize it's a TikTok video. It's opened on your screen and too late. You know, now they've got a connection right to your phone.
And so how do you prevent that from going on? Let's say that we get a Republican Senate, which I think is more likely than not, right? Because you only have to pick, you've got West Virginia. So out of another five states, you only have to win one seat and you're at 51. All right. So out of Ohio, Montana, Arizona, Maryland, Michigan, New Mexico, whatever it might be, one seat out of those, I think that's more likely than not, I'll say. What do we do then? What do we do then to reel this stuff in? Not just that, but our spending and everything else. How do we get some of these things, important initiatives, taken care of?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with just literally what bills can come to the Senate floor. You know, right now, Chuck Schumer is not even allowing votes on just key legislation, everything from, like you said, TikTok, to even our friend Israel. They just block the mere consideration of some of these core legislative matters. So we have control. Republicans get control of the Senate. At least more bills could get to the Senate floor for consideration and hopefully into law.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things that comes up a lot, Paul, is that, you know, they don't want to do anything on the border. They've sent two bills from the House to the Senate that Chuck Schumer promptly ignored. Paul Teller, Executive Director, Advancing American Freedom, thank you for the update. When does this launch? Real quick.
Yeah, this coming Monday, April 8th.
There you go. Paul Teller, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.